Good morrow. Bet your dollar, bottom dollar that it's good morrow.
You messed up.
I didn't have enough time to Google the lyrics.
But yeah, you knew it wasn't what you said, though.
What is it? Good morrow.
It's not good morrow.
Why?
First of all, no.
Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. Why would it be good morrow? Good morrow. That sounds like you have like a good like marrow in your bones.
Like bone marrow.
Yeah.
Good morrow.
Good morrow. The doctor says you have good morrow.
I have type O. Morrow.
That was the worst intro, but you know what? At least it was an intro, so I'll give you like 4% credit.
Yay!
On a scale of 100, you got a 4.
Welcome to our podcast, No Point. I'm your host, Chippy Bree.
And I'm your better host, Francis. Why do you don't introduce, I'm co-host, like you don't...
I'm your host, Chippy Bree.
And I'm Francis. I always have to say, and I'm Francis. Like, what's in I'm Francis? What job is that? Oh, you're just the local Francis.
Just say the name of the podcast.
It's No Point, where we talk about everything, anything, and nothing all at the same time. It's pretty impressive. See, that's my only job on this podcast, really. Is that why I'm called Francis? You're called the host.
Have you ever been recently pulled over?
Not recently.
Have you ever, like, had this where you relied on somebody, right? Like, emergencies happening in your life, right? Let's say, hypothetically, you're being pulled over, right? And you need to get in touch with a loved one.
Yeah.
And for some reason, you can't get in touch with a loved one?
Yeah. It's scary.
How does that make you feel?
It's scary.
How scary?
Oh, it's pretty scary, buddy. See, this wasn't recently, though. This wasn't recently in my head. What's recently to you?
16 years.
Oh, then, yeah, it's recently. But, like, it was like, it's been within a half
so,
a year.
So you felt scared?
Yeah, I was scared. Bro, where were you?
Not getting pulled over by the cops.
You jerk. Here's what happened. Okay, I've been pulled over very few times in my life. Very few.
What do you call very few?
Very few is 3. Very few times.
0 is me, not you. No, you just admitted the 3. But I've been 3. Pulled over 0.
I have been pulled over 3 times, and I've been got by machines, like, you know, the camera things, about 4.
The machines have never got me. I get the machine.
I go out. I unscrew it. Take the picture. I destroy the evidence. Yeah, no. So that's a few, right? 3.
3
is not too many.
Kind of a lot.
No way. Well, in this. Okay, so I've been pulled over very few times, and what I would call very few times, and all the times, they're very bad because if you know from other podcasts, I fear authorities. Right. So as soon as like the policeman pulls me over. I get very scared. Now, I don't know if everybody...
Because you're weak.
I don't know if you've ever done this.
You're weak.
Shut up. You don't even know, man. I can't wait till
license
you get...
License and registration. Oh, yeah. Mommy.
Is that...
That was my impersonation.
That was terrible.
Well, you called me when you were getting pulled over by the cop.
Yeah, we're getting there. But anyway, whenever a cop pulls you over, they always turn on their lights and they're kind of behind you. And you always pray for 1 second that they just got a call and they're actually passing by you. And they need to get around you, and they need to go somewhere else.
Speaking of which, real quick, one of my friends got pulled over on the way to high school once, yeah. Right? And it was his first time ever getting pulled over. So the cops put on the sirens and was, like, trying to get him pulled over. And, like, he didn't realize that they were trying to pull him over. So he drove for 5 minutes, and then they were like, why'd you run? And he was like,
why'd you run?
He was like, oh, my gosh, I forgot you had to pull over.
Yeah, so I went to pull over thinking that, okay, you know what I'm doing? I'm pulling why'd you run.
Why'd you run, kid? Kid, what you got in the car? Kid, would you step out of the car for a moment?
I pulled over again, not even...
Hands up!
I hate you.
Kid, why'd you run?
I hate you. I pulled over because, again, the reason why I couldn't get in... So I pulled over because I thought they were going to go around me. Like, that was the thing. Like, they didn't go by me. I pulled over, and then he pulled over. And then I was like, well, at this point, I'm realizing that the person who he does need to go after is probably going to get away.
Can I be the cop?
Because he stopped behind me.
Can I be the cop in this scenario?
Sure.
Hands on the dash.
No, he didn't.
Hands on the dash.
He didn't say that. I weigh 40 pounds. You think he was scared of me?
Where were you on the night of October 14th?
He could have gave me his gun, and I think he would have been pretty confident he could beat the fight.
Where were you?
But he pulled over, and he comes over, right? And every cop, and again, this was my second, my third time being pulled over at the time. And every time it feels like the first, you know, every time it feels like the first with a cop, you know. But I was like, man, I have no idea.
Girls have it on easy mode.
I am so sorry, officer. I did not see how fast I was going.
Well, you should tell me that because that's how I act when a cop pulls me over. But the cop always does this one thing. And if you haven't been pulled over, if you've been pulled over, let me know if this is always the same thing. But in my three times experience, it's always the same thing. They come over. I always roll down the window first. So that way they don't even have to say it, right? And they go, and they always do this one line, right? Any idea why I pulled you over?
Any idea how I pulled you over?
Not how. Any idea how I pulled. It was the speed, determination. Any idea how I pulled you over?
Why any idea how I pulled you over? Like, seriously, 2 minutes ago, I was enjoying my pizza, and now I'm here. Where, what happened?
Yeah, where was I? Any idea how I pulled you over?
What happened?
I think if a cop ever asked me any idea how I pulled you over, I know I'm going to prison for 9 to 10, because I could not stop the jokes. I'd be like, well, sir, I think it's those strong muscles you have. Your car seemed a lot better than mine. It had blinky lights. Mine did not.
You just gotta be wise with me, officer.
I know. I'd go to jail. But no, they always come over and they go, any idea why you pulled me over?
Hey, sir, you're a random citizen and I'm a police officer. Why'd you pull me over?
This is the entire podcast. Why'd you pull me over? It's just getting to the one sentence of correct. Knocks on the window and goes, the window's down. He looks at me and goes, any idea why I pulled you over? And every time the cop says this, right? And I don't know, I would love to pass a law that makes anything else be the first thing they say. That's humiliating, right? Any idea why I pulled you over? I think they're fishing. I don't think they know yet. They're like, what to you would be an acceptable reason for me to pull you over? And then you're like, oh, my contraband in the trunk. And they're like, yep, that's why we pulled you over. And it's like, and they're like, can you pop the trunk, though?
I'm gonna ask you one time only. Hey, can you pump the trunk?
What is this voice?
It's my cop voice.
Batman is a cop to you? Is that what you're thinking?
No, Batman's a vigilante. This is my Batman voice. Very different than my cop voice.
Everybody always says that our voices sound too similar in the podcast, so I guess that's what your backup plan is. But they always ask,
for real,
again,
how did I pull you over? 2 minutes ago, I was at my house, and now I'm here.
You done?
Hands on the dash. Hands on the dash.
He didn't say that. Are you done? So they always ask, any idea why I pulled you over, right? And at this point, I'm not going to rat myself out, right? Whatever it is. And in this case scenario, I really had no idea why he pulled me over, right? So I'm like, no, officer, I don't. And it's like, oh. And then he grabbed onto my car door, bent backwards, right? Rocked himself back forward, looked in my car for 1 second like he was smooth and didn't do that, locked back, and then he goes, your car isn't registered. And I was like, what? And he's like, I looked at the license plate and your sticker says December and we're in January. I was like, oh. He's like, yeah. The month ended, this is a weird thing he said. He goes, the month ended last week, so I know it's kind of soon, but,
take down your Christmas decorations.
He's like, I'm going to have to take down your, imagine he's
like, I also drove by your house and your tree is still up.
No, and he's like,
I get it, some people wait till Epiphany, but the baptism of the Lord is far too long. So, New Year's Day,
are you
the tree
done?
Must come down.
Are you done? You're adding nothing to this podcast.
Like the old nursery rhyme once said, when New Year's Day hits, the tree must come down and the cars must be registered.
You have way too much.
Registered.
What did you take before this podcast? What did you do?
Well, if the cop was asking, not illegal narcotics.
I hate you. Anyway, so he's like, He's like, oh, yeah. So he was like, I'm going to have to give you...
It's like the episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine where Adrian Polento is undercover, right? And they have tons of cocaine out. And he goes, guys, don't worry. I'm an undercover cop. I know how to fake snort cocaine. Watch this. And then he goes to fake it. And he goes, oh, no. Something slipped in. A lot slipped in. Let me try this again. And he fakes it again. He goes, a lot got in once again. And then he goes, third time. And they're like, stop it. And he goes, no, I'll show you. I know how to fake snort cocaine. And it's like 10 minutes later. He snorted so much.
That is funny. But what did that have to do with the price of tea in China in this story?
I'm narcotic.
All right, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, back to the story. So I'm going to have to give you a ticket. And he's like, you have anywhere to be? And I was like, yeah, actually, I have to go to work. And he's like, oh, okay, well, let me just get your insurance number, and then you can be on your way. And I was like, oh, okay. Hey, guys, here's happened on all three times I've been pulled over. They always need your insurance, right?
I personally hate insurance. There's far too many to pick from.
And
there's Geico, there's State Farm, there's Farmers. I have Farmers.
No, you don't. And I never have my insurance. So every time I'm pulled over, I'm always in this weird bind where I must call my mom for her to send me a text with a picture of my insurance so I can call the police. It happens every time.
Why would you call the police?
So I can show the police.
You should call the police.
Oh, I've... Like, you're like,
now that I have my insurance, 1 second, I need to report a crime.
I need to show the insurance. So I call my mom, and I'm freaked out because my mom has already known that I got pulled over twice. I've been pulled over more times than everybody in the family. It's all going bad. So I call my mom. One ring. Answering machine. One ring answering machine.
Oh, Francis is calling me. Please, not this early in the morning.
Is that what you thought that happened there?
I'm working on my voices. I'm trying to get like a role in like a cartoon movie.
I think you got to keep working. So yeah, I called. One ring. Hangs up, right? So I call again. One ring. Hangs up. Right?
Damn flabby, Francis. Don't you get the picture?
I
don't love you.
Yes, that's probably what she was saying. The cop comes back over, right? And he's like, do you have that insurance? And I was like, yeah, no, I do. Just one second. And he goes, okay, I'll be right over there.
See, the first mistake you did wrong here was if you just had State Farm, all you would have to say is, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You're right.
And Jake would have given you
your insurance. That's all I had to do. And I didn't, so I called her one more time. First ring, did not. Okay, so I'm like, I am in so much trouble. Like, I'm going down. First of all, my car isn't registered. And now, I don't have insurance.
What was the worst case scenario? What do you think the worst thing that could happen?
The worst case scenario is, he thinks that I don't have insurance. He takes my car down, brick by brick.
But you can't go to the
slammer. No, but he takes my car apart. But what if he takes my car apart in front of me? He just starts like, he goes, oh, no insurance, no registered car. Pulls out a screwdriver, hubcap off, tire off, luckily, door, he has a team.
Luckily, my car has needed a radio for some time now.
Whatever it may be. So then I decide, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call the only person that I think is near my mother at the time, John Paul Brissett, my co-host right here. And I call him, one ring, hangs up. I think it's a prank. I think it's a prank that everybody has just decided that they're going to hang up after one ring. I call him back, hang up. I call him back because now I'm angry. I'm like, if I'm going to prison, I'm going to take these two down with me. I call again. JP finally texts me and goes, hey, buddy, I'm at work. Can't talk. Now,
you are not allowed to victimize me.
No, I'm going to victimize you.
Because
you
victim.
Go, no, because you go, villainizing. You go, hey, can't talk at work. So I go, hey, need to talk, pulled over, answer me now. In a
which
text.
I read as pull over, answer me now. Like for some reason you thought I was driving, and you're like, pull over to the side of the road and answer my call.
Well,
because you were like an upstanding citizen. Well, that would, like, don't call and drive.
That would explain your next text. I guess now, looking at it, that you texted me back, no, bro, what do you not get? I'm at work. And I was like, I know this kid did not just say that after I told him. And I was like, bro, I've been pulled over answer your phone. Answer your phone. Literally have texted him now 3 times. Then I get a phone call from JP.
No, it was a few more. There's a few more because I think what finally got me was, dude, the cops are here. And I remember saying to my friend Isaiah at work, and I go, yeah, 1 second, man, I got to go take a call. And he goes, why?
What did you think it was at the time?
I don't know. What do you mean? When the cops were there?
Yeah.
I thought they got us.
You thought they got us?
They got us.
They got us?
They got us.
What are we doing?
Everything, man. Everything. I don't have anybody kept in my basement, but they found the person kept in my basement. You know what I'm saying?
That seems suspicious. Sounds like you have one.
No suspicion here.
So what did you think? You told him, hey, I just got to call my brother. Call.
And he was like, why? I remember him pushing me, and he goes, the cops are here. And he goes, the cops are outside? And I was like, no, I don't know exactly where he means by here.
I've been waiting in this car for 5 minutes for somebody to answer me.
The cop thinks you're going to run.
So I've been, the cop.
The cop's like,
like, he hears a vroom vroom. He's
calling me to sleep the second I fall asleep.
He's like, So I remember you called in the most calm voice I've ever heard. So you called, and I answer. I answer, no. This is literally how I answer, and I go, JP? And you go, for instance, I'm at work. And I was like, you son of a gun. You son of a gun. I am pulled over by the police. And you looked me dead in the eye through that phone. You looked me. I just know you didn't go, well, what do you want me to do? I was like, well, if you listen for one second, you snarky son of a gun.
I didn't know if you needed me to come, like, take care of a few guys, help with the bail money. Like, I didn't know how far. Like, I think maybe you backmouthed to the cop and you were in prison.
I was so scared. And eventually you did. And you're like, my mom was apparently on a phone call with somebody else from work. So JP's like, no, like, hey, mom, Francis needs you. And she's like, I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone with someone. And mom's like, no. And JP's like, no, you don't understand. Like, we need you quick. And she's like, I'm on the phone. And I'm like, JP, now you know how I feel.
It's rude of you that you left the officer waiting. He probably had better places to be.
I don't care. He's pulling me over.
Because you committed a crime.
I did not commit a crime.
You have to register your car and you didn't.
I didn't know it was the 2 years were up.
Not my fault. Not the cop's fault. But you can't sit here and be like, I did nothing wrong.
It was a week after.
I'm an innocent felon.
I am an innocent felon. I'm an innocent felon.
I swear. This is like that meme, and it goes, I don't think attempted murder should be less of a charge. You should not get time off for being bad at murder.
Yeah, that's actually hilarious. I agree. But yeah, and so finally, JP's like, no, like, he's pulled over. So then all of a sudden, I just hear through the phone my mother go, I gotta go. Hangs up her phone, sends me the insurance, and I had no data either. If you watch, like, the last thing. So I had to wait another 5 minutes for the message
there's
to actually
no
load.
There's no excuse for being broke.
It wasn't me.
Pay for extra data.
Ow, it's not my phone bill. We're on a family plan.
And family insurance. Hence the reason why you should take responsibility and keep your insurance handy with your car.
But anyway, the cop finally comes over. I show him the insurance. He was actually nice enough because apparently if you do not have your car registered, they're not supposed to let you drive
home.
They're
supposed to tow it.
They're supposed to tow your car. So he was nice enough. He was nice enough that he didn't tow my
car.
I feel
like that's the thing, though. Most cops, they just want to get done. So, like, if you're nice to a cop, if you're not, I think.
I mean, I don't know how nice I was.
Yeah, I know.
Because I let him wait.
I think he was worried about your safety.
Yeah.
I think he was like, this kid's not going to make it in the world.
No, he must have thought I was the dumbest human being ever. Like, the way I sounded, the way, like, I was.
Did he stand at your car the whole time, or did he go
No,
back
he would
to
go back
shop?
In and there. He would come back and forth. He kept coming back and forth. Because I think he did think I was
going
to run.
What's going on, guys?
And the only other time that I was pulled over was, the other, like, main time that I was pulled over, it was speeding after I dropped you off, and the cop goes again, like they always do.
He wants to get rid of me so fast.
I know. He goes, like the cop always does, and they go, any idea why I pulled you over? And I was like, no, officer, I don't, because I never do. Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. And he goes, you were going about a good 70 in a 35. And I was like, I didn't know that was a 35.
I am speed.
And I was like, really? And he was like, yeah. And ironically enough, he goes, and your car isn't registered. He goes, I'll let you go for speeding, but your car not being registered, here's a ticket. So on my file, there was 3 tickets for my car not being registered.
You gotta fight it in a civil court. Take it to the judge. You committed the crime.
I committed. I deserved it.
Oh, that's awkward. I've only ever been in a car once while a cop came to it. Like, never, besides once.
Yeah.
And it was mom driving back from New York. And they were like, ma'am, your license has expired. And they're like, and she goes, oh. And they go, so what are you doing out of town? And then they looked in the back, and I was out in the back.
Got contraband.
You got a lot of luggage here. What's going on? And she's like,
how did you say that word?
Luggage.
Okay,
you got a lot of luggage here. What's going on? And she's like, I'm just out of town visiting. He goes, how long? And it was like, it was almost like he was a concierge. Like, he was trying to figure out, like, where he could recommend.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, Times Square is nice this time of year.
See, the way you were sounding at first, I'm glad you added that, because at first I thought, like, they were like, accusing our mother of a murder and running to another state.
Oh, that would be cool.
What?
I mean, it would make a great episode of the podcast.
Our mother a murderer, or the cop thinking our mother is a murderer?
Oh,
my gosh. Welcome to our podcast where we talk about our mother being a murderer.
I don't know which one I want more.
I'm
thinking about it.
What
would be the better clickbait?
My
mom's a murderer, or is my mom a murderer?
Okay, the better clickbait would be my mother.
Is my mom a murderer is better.
Really?
My mom's a murderer spoils it. My mom murdered somebody, and you guys know it.
That's interesting.
Now, is my mom a murderer? It's more
speaking
of
all this entire podcast, when do I need to register my car again? It's not inspected. I think I got to do that as well.
That's all the time we had today for the podcast. Goodbye.
Quick, we got to go register
quick,
our
quick,
car.
Quick, bye.
We got to go.
That's all the time we had today for our podcast. No point, guys. I snuck away in order for Francis not to hear this ending because we agreed upon that the ending was going to be him looking for insurance. But anyways, if you enjoy listening to our podcast, make sure to follow or subscribe on whatever podcast site you use so you can stay up to date each and every single time we post a new episode. Also, we have news coming up very soon about the debut of maybe a video version of our podcast. We'll let you know more details. Plus our podcast, BS Sports, which is a sports podcast with our co-host, Trace Troco, from Orlando, Florida. So if you guys are interested in sports, check out that podcast, also streaming on all platforms. Also, once again, our podcast is not sponsored. So if you want to consider financially supporting us, consider Venmoing, PayPal, or Cash Apping Broski Studios, or go to www.broskistudios.com. Clicking the podcast page, then hitting support podcast, and consider backing us with a small financial support that can help us keep this podcast running, or consider buying our merch at broskistudios.com, and you can hit the merch tab and cop yourself your own cocoon of love. I think that's it. I'm Chippy Bree. I'm signing off. Francis doesn't know I'm here, but I assume he's signing off as well. Goodbye. God bless, and good evening.